There we go. Thinking about life's priorities this morning, first things first. The number of times I've heard people say that, first things first. Let's get rid of all the stuff we don't need and let's just go straight to the one that's really, really important. And here's a reading from Mark 12, this great passage which is entitled The Greatest Commandment. Last week, if you remember, we started a little series of messages on life's priorities. And last week I talked a little bit about the balances that we need in life. And Jesus didn't actually go around saying, by the way, this is what you need to balance in your life, per se. But if you look closely at what he said, then you'll find those things. But one thing that he did specifically go around in a time of his ministry and teach and preach about was about what he determined as his priorities. His priorities. And I think that some of his priorities must become our priorities, the things that are important in our lives. And Jesus, I think, is crystal clear in this passage in Mark about what should be a priority for us as Christians, and he could hardly be more clear. So here's just a couple of verses that I want to outline here. Thanks, Mark. Of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one Jesus answered, so here's his priority list, I think. The most important is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, because it's a priority list he's writing up here. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So here he's making a pronouncement that I think is a priority list. It's really important to him, but he's answering another person, a scribe, who asked him, what's the greatest commandment? And obviously he wanted to know, and he was a Jew, and here he is addressing Jews, saying something really important. First things first. Interestingly enough, this is in fact an elaboration upon the very first commandment, which says, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods